Yo, 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 what's going on? How y'all doing out there today? Y'all tuning in to Crypto Bertro. Hope everyone having a good one. Shout out to all y'all. Really appreciate you for tuning in. Gonna get straight to it today, because I want to talk about my confessions as a crypto newbie. A crypto beginner. The highs and the lows. The good and the bad. The pros and the cons. I want to talk about it. Give y'all my experience as I continue on this journey into the crypto space. Because it's definitely been a journey filled with a lot of lessons. A lot of lessons. But I'm okay with that. Because you need lessons. You put a B in front of lessons, and you got blessings. So I'm okay with lessons. One lesson I learned throughout this process is to not buy the hype. Don't buy into the hype, because everything that shine ain't a diamond, and everything that glitter ain't gold. I learned that a long time ago, but I'm gonna share that with y'all today. And I say that because it's definitely a couple coins. Well, one coin for sure that I bought into, and I felt like I bought into due to the hype. I still have it, and I'm still holding on to it, and you know, I'm going to see what it does. But for example, like Tron, I bought into Tron when it was trading around 11 cent and also around 9 cent, and got a good stake in it. At least as far as my portfolio is concerned. And as we speak today, it's currently trading at like 3 cents. So, definitely not, you know, the greatest thing to look at in blockfolio. I still choose to look at it quite often. But one thing about the HODL gang is when you're the HODL gang, you got to be HODL gang. You got to hold on. Shout out to the good old folks out there in the Senate hearing. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to check out any other news or updates about that, but it didn't go as bad as the market expected. Which is partly due to, or why there is a little bit of green in the market and an uptick. But anywho, I got this doggone Tron, but I'm gonna hold on to it because it might be not doing so well today. But who knows, that could change. But I'm definitely not going to cash out on it yet. Or make any moves or trade it. Not this low. Fuck that. Excuse my French, but fuck that. When I first got it, I knew I was planning on holding on to it for a while, years if necessary. It's no big deal, you know. So long story short, don't buy into the hype, because if anything, I could have got that coin cheaper at a lot lower price. So that's lesson number one in my book. Don't buy into the hype. What you guys think?